This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two engineers were rescued after a Union Pacific train derailed into the Gunnison River near Grand Junction. Search and rescue volunteer Nicholas Ingalls says the response team benefited from having a member who also happens to be a train engineer.
We had that BNSF employee that was able to give us kind of a rundown of hazards that we should be aware of on the locomotive, as well as kind of give us, you know, exact points of where, you know, where we should focus on getting them out.
Ingalls says they had to pry off the hinges to a door on the locomotive in order to rescue the engineers. No one was hurt. Pueblo's buses could become more environmentally friendly thanks to a $15 million grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The city is planning on using the funds to buy 15 new hybrid buses. When paired with the 6 diesel buses that are still in good working condition, Pueblo's public transit fleet will grow to 21 buses. Pueblo's city council has to approve the grant and the purchase of those electric buses. Democratic Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper advocated for 2 different public land bills during committee hearing. The CORE Act would protect more than 400,000 acres on the western slope. It passed out of committee but has never passed the Senate. The other would increase Sarvis Creek Wilderness in Rauk County by 7,000 acres. But Chris French with the U.S. Forest Service testified against the bills, saying it's not a priority of the Trump administration.
They're not going to support adding more additional acres into the wilderness protection system until we have been able to work through a number of other goals the administration has.
That includes timber sales and energy and mineral extraction. This is CPR News and KRCC.